We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I'm Ray Dunaway, and Jody Ambrosio is here as well. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Ray, man. It is Mayor Monday, and we welcome in the mayor of Ansonia, football capital of the state, high school
Indeed,
football.
It is.
Or at least it has. Well, it has been, except the last couple of years, Mayor. Let's talk about
this. Yeah, what's
wrong? I know.
David Cassetti is the mayor of Ansonia, just won his fourth term in office. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Four terms in office. What do you like best about Ansonia that makes you want to keep running the show there?
I love working with the people of Ansonia. You know, I was elected by the people, and I want to help them get, you know, my door is always open, and everybody gets results. I'm a sewer contractor before I became mayor.
Wow.
And I dealt with people my whole life. So dealing with people every day is what I really enjoy, and getting them satisfaction and getting things accomplished.
When you look at your town, obviously the Valley has a proud heritage. People are proud to say that they come from the the Valley. What separates Ansonia from other towns in the Valley?
Ansonia is unique in its own way. I mean, the people here are multicultural. I mean, different ethnic groups. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful community. I got to tell you, I really enjoy it.
What is it? Is it like some of the other cities now in the Valley? Is it in fact a bedroom community?
Yes. I would say, because the factories have left. I mean, the old Ferrells and Ansonia Copper and Brass have left. They're not here no more. They're fallow buildings, which I'm looking to transform. You know, when I came to office, I said, we got to make Ansonia a destination spot where people come here.
Okay.
So I brought in a lot of restaurants, new restaurants. And if you come down on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can't even find a parking space on Main Street and in our parking lots. I mean, everything is bustling.
We're going to throw your name around so we can get a parking spot.
Yeah.
Can you give us a pass? Is that going to work? So.
Sure.
How has that transformation gone? I mean, obviously known as the Copper City because of the history there, and as you say, you know, times change. What's the one or two industries, Mayor, that have come to your city that you look to try to help, you know, make the rebuild go even faster?
Well, that's what we're doing. We started with the restaurants to make it a destination spot. Now I've entertained. I brought in Rug Pad USA, which brought in 175 employees.
Wow.
Ferrell Corporation moved out of their building and built a state-of-the-art facility up in our industrial park, and they carry 120 people. I mean, manufacturing is starting to blossom in Ansonia. I got better packages, which I lured away from Shelton, and they carry 70 employees.
Sounds like it's war in the Valley.
Yeah, well,
it's okay. You know, it's competition.
We like to offer a lot of good things. We have tax incentive programs, which I initiated. In fact, before I was mayor, I was on the Economic Development Board,
right,
and I wrote the tax incentive program.
Okay, and you know, I guess the thing is, let's talk about some of the ancillary things. If you get people to come to work, is it cheaper to live in Ansonia?
Yes, our area here is cheaper, definitely cheaper than Shelton or Fairfield County. Absolutely. In fact, I am in the process of working with Shaw Development on bringing 195 apartments at our old factory building on East Main Street and Main Street.
Good.
And there's a train station right across the street, the Ansonia train station, which people will be able to use to go to work in Bridgeport and Fairfield County and as far as New York, and come back and then go to their apartment. That's why the dining district, the shopping plazas, everybody, you can do everything in walking distance.
Talking with the mayor of Ansonia, David Cassetti. Mayor, last week you said that your city is one of the safest cities in the state. We know you've had a couple of incidents recently. What is it that makes you feel that way about your city?
We have a tremendous police force. We have these were isolated incidents. It would happen in any town.
Right.
They were isolated incidents. I mean, that area of Myrtle Avenue, I was born and raised in that area. and it's a safe community. It's an ethnic different nationalities and different cultural. They're right. Good people.
By the way, were you living in Ansonia? I don't know how old you are, but were you there for the flood of 1955?
No, I was born in 1960.
Okay, just checking. I didn't want to say you sound old.
I'll be honest with you, you sound older.
Yeah, I sound older. Okay.
That's not an insult. That's just an observation. That's
no,
all
you,
I
you know what? You sound mature, Mayor. That's what we
yeah, mean. You sound, guy, yeah, guy with a firm hand on the tiller.
You sound, absolutely. You sound mature. We talk about this a lot, too, Mayor, with the guests that we've had on Mayor Monday in the last few months. Obviously, with the transportation package in limbo, towns have not received state funding. How critical is that for you if we get hit with the type of winter that some people expect us to?
Well, I'm prepared for the winter. I prepared back in the summer for the winter, anticipating if we have several snowstorms. I'm supplied with salt and sand. I'm in good shape for that. My main concern with this transportation bill is our town and road aid and LOSIP money, which I need for road paving. Since I took office, I paved over 70 roads in Ansonia, and there's 180 roads in Ansonia. So I've paved well over a third.
There's one good story here. It's not a great story. It was a tragedy at first. And that was about 2001, I think it was, a latex foam, big fire down there.
Right.
Apparently, they're still around. They've basically reopened, have they?
Yes, but they're smaller scale. They're in Shelton on Bridgeport Avenue.
I hear you mention Shelton a lot. Is there something going on there?
No, I know. They're separate from us.
Right. I'm just checking.
I'm starting with regionalization. I think this is the way to go. Regionalization. I've been saying it long before I was mayor that we need to start regionalizing with our local communities like Seymour and Derby,
right,
and for our school system, for our public works, for our police, for our fire, everything. We have 5 firehouses in 6 square miles. Shelton is 40 square miles, and they got 3 firehouses. So you tell me.
Right. No, that makes sense. I kidded you at the beginning of the when we brought you on about your football team and struggling in the playoffs the last couple of years. But just, Mayor, for the people who don't live in Ansonia and don't understand the tradition of Ansonia Charger football, can you just put it in a perspective?
Listen, it started in 1976. With some of the great coaches that we brought in, like John Sponheimer. I'm sure you heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
John Sponheimer started this back in 1976.
Wow.
From 1976 to 2019, this past year, we've got over 22 state championships, and we were in 38 of them.
Right.
You're a machine.
I mean, this is a football town. I mean, football is in our blood.
And it's a small town because it's been Class S all these years.
Class S school.
Right. Right. You putting Crockett under the gun for not winning the last couple of years?
Yeah, well, I told him, come on, what's going on here?
Tough, all right, man. So you talked about your restaurants there. We always close these Mayor Mondays. We say, Ray and I are coming down on a Tuesday night. We want you to take you to the best place in town. We don't want to get you in trouble with one.
Yeah, we don't.
But give us 2 or 3 that you take us to.
Well, it would be Crave, Copper City, Massimino's, Relish.
You've got them all.
I like that. What is Relish? Relish sounds intriguing.
Yeah, what's Relish?
Relish is a Spanish cuisine.
Oh, I'll go.
Also has American cuisine.
Nice.
I'm there.
We'll take it. We're good for that. Hey, Mayor, thanks for coming on. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
We'll get you on again. Mayor, thanks. We appreciate it.
Good luck in football, too. Keep it up.
Mayor David Cassetti, Mayor of Ansonia.
Well, a lot of guys who played for the Huskies. Didn't some come out of Ansonia?
Some. Arkell Newsom was probably the most
famous. That was one I'm thinking of, yeah. Right. Okay.
So the mayor, you know, didn't duck the question about the town. He says it's isolated incidents.
And generally it is.
Yeah. And he likes his police force, and he loves what he does. So he is. You could see why I wanted when I heard him.
Oh, he's got a great voice. Well, interesting.
He's into it. He's not laid
back. He loves the town.
He's not laid back. Let's put it that way.
No, he is
not laid back.
I still wonder what he's got going on with Shelton, okay? No gunfire.
Rivalry there, no.
Well, I think so. I think definitely.
There's a rivalry there.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.